I wanted to find out whether families and students at Reno's low-income public schools had heard about the ESA and what they thought. So I hit the streets just as school was ending for the day.
Have you heard about the Education Savings Account Program?
No.
Sorry, no.
Have you heard about the Education Savings Account Program?
No.
That's Helen, a senior at Earl Wooster High, Maria, who has two kids at Veterans Memorial Elementary, and Wayne, whose daughter's in kindergarten at Roger Corbett. None of them had heard of the Education Savings Account Program. But for Seth Rao, with education nonprofit Nevada Succeeds, that's not a big surprise, considering where the applications for the program have been coming from so far.
So up here in Washoe County, they're mostly coming from Spanish Springs and South Reno, the most affluent parts of this county.
In addition to using the ESA to cover private school tuition, Rao says parents could look at a number of other alternatives, including homeschooling or putting together a co-op.
There's just a lot of information that needs to be parted on to people so that parents can make the best decisions. Some of these parents aren't even connected to the internet. And like, if you're not, even if you are connected to the internet, this is still a very resource poor environment right now.
Even if the state gets the word out, there are still several roadblocks, starting with cost. Private school tuition in Washoe County generally exceeds the $5,700 ESA payout. In fact, the only private schools covered by the ESA are religiously affiliated. The six secular options would cost between $3,000 to $14,000 extra per year. None are in or near a low-income neighborhood, which could be another obstacle. Over at the McDonald's on Plum Lane, kids are hanging out after school while Wayne, the manager, watches over the place. When I ask him how he likes Corbett Elementary, he starts out positive.
I like her teacher because her teacher's good.
Still, Wayne's concerned about what might happen next year and says he'd consider putting his daughter in private school if he could find one that ESA would cover. But some public school kids might be financially better off staying put. Compared to the $5,700 offered through the ESA program, Washoe County School District spends about $8,500 per student. Helen, the Wooster High senior, is glad to be in public school and plans to attend the University of Nevada, Reno, next year to major in psychology.
I think it's a pretty good school. It's really diverse. It's an IB school also, so like the curriculum, at least since I'm in IB, it's really advanced and I know it challenges me. And even for the kids that aren't in it, I think it's like everybody gets like a well-rounded education.
Close to half the kids at Wooster qualify for free and reduced lunch, but it's also the only International Baccalaureate, or IB, high school in Reno. That means it offers an advanced program in the final 2 years aimed at preparing students for college. There are four other states that have either enacted or are pursuing ESA programs: Arizona, Florida, Tennessee, and Vermont. While ESAs in these states are only available to special needs or low-income students, Nevada is taking a universal approach, opening ESA access to all public school students. Now, education reform advocates say Nevada's challenge will be ensuring that its all-inclusive program doesn't leave anyone out. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.